It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. I had a winning week last week. It's the first winning week of any of us throughout the season. I was in first place all of last year. I continue to be in first place this year. Unfortunately, I am still under 500 on the season. At 7-8.
All right, you're getting there.
First at 7-8. Boomer second with a 2-3 week last week at 5-10. And Jerry, who decided to go opposite of what he actually thought.
Yeah, that didn't work out so good.
It didn't, because you would have been 4-1. Instead, you were 1-4. Now you're sitting there at the bottom at 4-11. Moron. On the scene.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing about this Giant game last night. I went back and I've been looking at the tape from last night's game.
Yeah.
So when they threw the flag on the initial Dallas touchdown screen pass. So there's, what's the center's name, BB?
Yeah, for a rookie.
Right, so he's like 2 yards downfield before the running back catches the ball. So I'm believing that's what they threw the flag for, and then with replay assist, somebody overturned it.
Yep.
So I don't know who overturned it. And then you go back and you look at the face mask on Bellinger. It was the cowboy who had his hands in Bellinger's face mask. Mm. And there was no replay assist on that.
Jimmy Crack on and I don't care.
The point being is that, you know, the NFL's in a dangerous spot here. Like, what are you helping with and what aren't you helping with? And if you are helping with one thing, why aren't you helping with the other? That's all.
Okay, Jerry, let's get to the games.
All right, we got 5 games for you. We start with the Eagles and the Bucks in Tampa. The Bucks getting 1.5.
I am going to take the Eagles this week. I think this is going to be a 3-point game. I think the Eagles showed me something that they could win on the road in a tough situation down in New Orleans, keep the game close. Saquon Barkley is having a monster year, guys. I don't know if you realize that. And I think, you know, against this Buck defense, this game should be relatively low scoring, close game. And I'm going to take the Eagles here, and I'll give the points.
I'm going to take the Buccaneers. I don't like the Philadelphia Eagles so far this year, and A.J. Brown is most likely. I haven't ruled him out, but he hasn't practiced. He's got this hamstring injury, and I think they got a bye next week, so they're really going to keep him out. I don't like either one of these teams as being a good team, but the Eagles and the Saints last week, I watched a ton of that game. It was weird. It was slow. The Eagles still look completely out of sorts from last year, and Nick Sirianni is clearly on the hot seat. I don't like the vibe around Philadelphia at all. So give me Baker Mayfield to lead his Buccaneers to victory in this one. I'll take Tampa Bay.
Pains me to do this, but I'm going to take the Eagles minus the 1.5 just because Barkley was outstanding last week, and I'm quite terrified of the Bucs after they got rolled by the Broncos in their own building. I will take the Eagles. Game number 2. The Saints, who lost to the Eagles last week, in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. The Falcons minus 1.5.
Yeah, I don't think Kirk Cousins has really found his game yet. And I know that last week's loss by the Saints was really a debacle from their standpoint, especially reading after all the games, post-game press conferences and everything else. I just think the Saints, I feel like they're a better team. I feel like this is a game that I expect them to win, so I will take the points. I'll take the Saints. Another close game here, by the way, between division foes.
Yeah, I don't think that the Saints can go from as good as they were the first couple of weeks, and then everybody jumped off them after that game last week that we're just talking about with the Eagles, and I agree with the Falcons. It's just not quite there yet offensively, so I think the Saints bounce back. I think people are talking about them as one of the better teams in the NFC again after winning this game. So I'm going to take New Orleans.
I agree with both of you. After what I saw 2 weeks ago, kind of surprised with the game against the Eagles. But I think the Saints bounce right back and win in Atlanta. I take New Orleans for pick number 2. Pick number 3, Vikings at Lambeau against the Packers. Green Bay minus 3.
You know, how about the Viking defense? You know, we talk about Sam Darnold a lot. Talk about the wide receivers a lot. How about since 2001, the Saints had 5.5 five sacks in each of their first 3 games. Minnesota has that this year. 16 sacks in 3 games. I don't know who's playing here. I want to say if Jordan Love is playing, I want to take the Packers. If Malik Willis is playing, I want to take the Vikings. Can we do that?
No.
No.
I actually presented this same scenario about 4 years ago, and you guys shut me down. So,
man, talk about holding on to something. Holy God, let it go, man. Damn. All right. I think I got to take the Minnesota Vikings here. I think they have been a really good team. Surprised a lot of people. Sam Darnold's playing great. Their defense is playing better. I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings, and I'll take the 3 points.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback because you're not going to get a healthy Jordan Love, and Malik Willis is not good. So either combination there, I think the Vikings defense with Brian Flores and having what could be his best coaching performance ever so far throughout the first 3 weeks of this season against the 49ers offense and then the Texans offense. They are on a roll, and this offense is on a roll, and they may get Jordan Addison back this week, but I don't think so. But I don't think that it matters. I think they go up there, and it's a 3-point spread, so they could still end up losing this game and covering the spread. But I think they win. I'm jumping on them this week, and I am picking the Minnesota Vikings.
I hate to be boring and going 3-for-3 with you guys, but I like the Vikings as well. I think the best player on the field is on their team, and they win this game, especially with the quarterback situation with Green Bay. Sunday Night Football, before we get to the Jets, you've got the 3-0 Bills in Baltimore against the 1-2 Ravens. The Ravens -2.5.
As much as I love what Josh Allen's doing, they're not going undefeated. They're going to lose somewhere along the line. And I do think that the Ravens are a tough team, man. As we saw last week against the Cowboys, they present so many problems on offense, especially against a young defense like the Buffalo Bills. Although their defensive line has been playing really well, I am going to take the Ravens here. If it were a 3-point spread, I think I would have taken the Ravens. I think this game's going to be within 3, but I'll take the Ravens at home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens at home, too.
I don't lay the points.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't like, I think that's like 3 in a row now we've agreed on. I don't love doing that, but just looking at these games prior, I really like the Ravens this week out of all these picks. And I saw firsthand, man, how dominant the Buffalo Bills were on Monday Night Football against the Jaguars, but the Jaguars had major problems. I just, the Ravens win these type of games at home against these tough teams, not so much on the road, but these tough games at home, and I think it'll be a great game, one of the best games of the week, but I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens as well.
Boring. Me too. Sorry. I hate to do it, but I'm not going to just go against it for the point. Not yet. Maybe like week 14 when I'm down by 30 games.
Yeah.
But I will take Baltimore -2.5 as well, especially what I saw last week. And then finally, 1 o'clock on Sunday, you've got the Denver Broncos off their win in Tampa, and quite impressive, against the Jets, who after losing week 1 have won in Tennessee, then beat the Patriots. They are -7.5.
You know, they've gotten better and better and better, the Jets have. They are the NFL leader in third down conversion percentage this season. That's unbelievable. They were 32nd in the NFL in that category last year. Aaron Rodgers has changed the whole dynamic of their offense. He's spreading the ball around. He's getting everybody involved. Everybody's happy. It's great to go to work. Breece Hall and Braylon Allen are a 1-2 punch. I think this is going to be too much for Bo Nix. I'm going to lay the 7.5 points and take the Jets at home.
That's 4 in a row now. Yeah. But, yeah, it's the way I feel, and I don't want to go against it just because we're picking the same games. Maybe this is the week that we go 4-1, 5-0. Who knows? But I am also taking the Jets. They're going to win this game by 10. I mean, that's as easy as I can just... They are 10 points better at the very least than the Denver Broncos. So give me the New York Jets Sunday at 1 o'clock. Enjoy it, by the way, the Sunday at 1 o'clock, because the Jets don't play a lot of those games. So soak it up, Jets fans.
Yeah, 3-for-3 again. I think the Jets roll here and win by more than 10. I think they clobber Denver.
All right. The Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of WFAN. Why don't you give them a sports minute? We'll hand it over to BT.